SCV, Israeli forces clash with Palestinians in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinians, injuring several people. The clash has erupted after soldiers broke into several buildings in the city. They also raided a pharmaceutical company and arrested a number of its employees. Tel Aviv has not explained why its army has carried out these attacks. Elsewhere, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinians in Jerusalem Al-Quds. They beat up civilians and damaged stores and cars. For more on that, we are joined by Mr. Paul Ladouri from the Free Palestine Movement, joining us live from Berkeley. Thank you very much, Mr. Ladouri, for your time on Press TV once again. Now, what do you make of these attacks that have been carried out without giving any explanation? We don't even know why this has happened.
Well, it's hard to know what the excuse is if they're not going to say anything about it. But on the other hand, it might be equally difficult to believe whatever they say about it, because a lot of times they'll make false excuses about what they're doing. In any case, it's not as if they need a pretext. They like and prefer to harass and cause problems and injuries and even death sometimes to Palestinians who are living there. They want to impoverish and immiserate the Palestinian society. They want to make it as difficult as possible to live there. And this is because the Palestinians are, as far as they're concerned, excess population, ones that they don't need and don't want for any of their own needs. They are a captive population who can buy Israeli goods, but that's not a big part of the Israeli economy. They, other than that, they don't really need them for labor. They bring their labor from Asia. And so they would rather have Palestinians gone. This is part of the genocide and ethnic cleansing project they have in mind. So anything they can do to harm Palestinians furthers this project.
Well, this is a question that we've been discussing many times, but still, can't the international community do anything about this? These are illegal according to international law.
Exactly. And of course, the international community can intervene. And they have done so in countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and Syria. They've done it in this way, not a very good way, mind you. They've done it in a very destructive way for their own purposes. But in this case, it seems that the international community either doesn't care or that they are basically going along with and supporting what the Israelis are doing. I don't see much help coming from the international community for the Palestinians here, not in the near future.
But Mr. Ladouri, as far as the Palestinians are concerned, we see that they are, in a way, bracing up against the Israelis now on the international scene. Now, we really don't have much time, but I think this is very important to discuss. The Palestinians are now filing a complaint at the ICJ against the Israelis. How far do you think this can go?
Well, there's nothing to prevent it from going all the way and getting a judgment from the International Court of Justice. But Israel has shown time and time again that all of this is a futile exercise, because whatever judgment comes from the International Court of Justice, it needs enforcement. And who's going to enforce it? The United States? Are you kidding me? They're part of the problem. So I don't really expect the Israelis are not going to respect the decision of the International Court of Justice. So I don't see any relief coming from that source.
Thank you very much for your comments. That was Mr. Paul Aduri from the Free Palestine Movement joining us live from Berkeley.